This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Thursday. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And we have a great lineup today. We will, in place of the mayor today, Mayor Gatsis, we will be feeding lunch to Chief Willard, the new police chief here in Manchester. So I'm excited about that. And listen and tune in to hear who is going to be coming down and serving it. It's a brand new restaurant over here on Elm Street. Actually, I can say it because he's probably not listening at the moment. I think he's walking the beat right now.
He is. He likes to do that, even though, you know, that's not technically his job anymore.
Right. But he likes that.
He does.
He seems to be a really hands-on.
That's a perfect way to put
it. Police chief. So it is Function, the brand new restaurant that just opened up a week ago, actually, on Elm Street, is going to be serving Chief Willard lunch today. And then we'll be hearing from Linda Ditch of What's Cooking in Kansas. And then later on in the show, Dad will be joining us, George Lawrence. So I'd like to open it up today, Mike, with I kind of thought this was a cool food holiday today. And then there's a couple of kind of neat questions.
Okay.
So listeners, write down the number, 866-823-1077. We're going to do a trivia, so get ready. But today is National TV Dinner Day.
Okay. They still make those?
They do.
With the separated
they
tray sections?
They do. Don't ask me why I know that, because I don't eat TV dinners.
No, I don't either.
No, they definitely do. So my trivia today, we're going to open it up with this, so we'll give you guys time to call in. Again, 866-823-1077.
What are we winning, first of all?
Ooh, you are winning some Mama McDonough. Mama McDonough's Irish Pub over in Hillsboro. We have a $20 certificate for that. This is actually a twofold trivia as well. So we'll allow, it's two questions, and we'll allow if, you know, you get one right, we'll give you one. If the first one gets both, we can, you know, do that too.
Okay.
So, and the second prize will be Red Arrow gifts to me.
Nice.
So it'll be a nice little package if the first person that gets both of them. So who introduced the first TV dinner? What company introduced the first TV dinner? And what is the most popular TV dinner?
Now, do you mean by name, for instance, like
by food?
By food, the specific food itself, which would
food.
Be like the main, probably a protein of some sort.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. I'm glad you didn't say it.
I think I know both of those, but I will obviously keep my mouth shut.
I thought it was fairly easy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all right.
J-Dog is in the house today. Hi, J-Dog. How are you?
Howdy. This is kind of fitting that it's TV dinner day, since America's going to be watching the Patriots and the Steelers.
Right.
So they'll probably be sitting in front of the TV tonight. You're right, eating.
Nope.
So again, listeners, it's National TV Dinner Day. And in lieu of that, we are going to do, not in lieu of that, in addition to that, we're going to do a trivia, 866-823-1077. Who introduced the first TV dinner? What company introduced it? And what is the most popular TV dinner? So, all right, Paul, how are you?
Good afternoon, Carol. How are you today?
Very good. So, do you know both answers?
Well, I'm thinking it's Swanson, and I'm thinking it's the good old Salisbury steak.
Ooh, you got Swanson right.
Okay.
And it is not Salisbury steak.
It's not Salisbury steak.
It is not. It is not.
So does he win one prize?
He does. He wins one prize. I said that. So, Paul, you will win one prize, and I'm going to let you pick. Do you want Mama McDonough's, or do you want Red Arrow Diner?
I went to Red Arrow Diner, of course. I haven't been down to the Londonderry location yet.
Awesome. All right, good. Then you can don't hang up. Just give J-Dog your info, and then J-Dog will text that over to me, and I'll get that right out to you.
All right. Can't wait to hear what's the most popular dinner.
All right. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. All right, listeners, 866-823-1077. The first part was answered. Swanson was the first first company.
And what year was it?
Wait a minute.
I would say 1953.
It was. Well, you know, I didn't read on with this. I meant to, but I got into the trivia. They're saying it's in dispute. They're saying it's either September 10th, 1953.
Oh,
that was pretty good, Mike.
Wow.
I'm pretty impressed. Or April 1954. I guess apparently it's in dispute. I'm
really
not sure why, but
well, it's important history for our country.
Well, in the food world it is,
yes.
Or it could be, you know. So, okay, listeners, what is the most popular TV dinner?
I think this part is actually easier than Swanson.
I kind of thought so, too. I thought it was, but Paul, you know, Paul, I think Paul's answer of Salisbury steak was a good answer.
I do, too.
It's probably of the two, you know.
Okay.
One and two.
So nobody knows what, nobody thinks they know what the most popular
TV dinner is?
Protein entree is?
Guess not.
Wow, that's very surprising. I cannot remember the last time I had a TV dinner.
Me neither. You know, I remember as a kid having them.
And, oh, yeah. And it was a treat.
It was. Don't you remember? Remember the stupid hot pudding in the
oh,
little,
yeah.
You know?
You get your Salisbury steak, and then you would probably get a mix of peas and carrots.
Yes.
And then you would
get
probably
and your mother used to
mashed
make you
potatoes.
Eat them?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
I have to show you. Did you see on Facebook what I did to Molly?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did.
I can't believe you made your dog pink.
I did. She's so cute. Although, all right, Terry from Goffstown, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very good. So it was Swanson that I don't know if you heard Paul from Dumbarton got the first part of the question correct. So the second part for you is what is the most popular TV dinner?
Would it be fried chicken?
Ooh,
no, you're kidding me. But I'm going to guess that's close.
It's close, but it's not fried chicken.
Okay,
sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry. All right. 866-823-1077.
So by way of a clue, we might say that it would be somewhat seasonal.
Correct.
If it's what it is.
It's what you're thinking. Okay. We have mental telepathy here. I got it. We're all good.
Well, I'm still getting over you dyeing your dog pink. Now, who did that?
Well, I've been wanting to do it, and my groomer does it, which I didn't know she did it. Although this is kind of funny because you're going to laugh. They came and they did it. They're my groomer that comes to the house, which I just love. All right.
To be continued.
To be continued.
You got to get this one right, Carol.
We do. Carol from Chichester, how are you?
Hi, fine. How are you?
Very good. So I'm hoping you have the answer. What is the most popular TV dinner? It is not Salisbury steak and it's not fried chicken.
I think that it was the turkey dinner with the stuffing.
You got it.
Right, Carol.
Awesome. All right, good. Well, I let Paul choose. So you are going to get, I think this is a great choice, Mama McDonough's Irish Pub in Hillsborough. It sounds like a really happening, fun place. And
fun place. I've never been there, so that'd be cool.
Awesome.
And when's the last time you had a TV dinner, Carol?
It's been many years, but believe it or not, we did used to eat TV dinners. The kids used to, when our sons were young, they used to get the biggest charge out of a TV dinner.
Exactly. Kids think it's special.
Compartments and things like that. But it's probably been 25 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, do they even put them in aluminum anymore? Because everything is all microwave, so it's probably a micro-safe plastic.
Honestly,
of some sort.
I don't know. I know they still sell them, so evidently people still eat them, but I don't know how they're packaged.
Yeah.
I do have to say, when I was taking care of my grandson, he was kind of living with me at the beginning for a little bit, a few years ago, and I did give him some of the kids' cuisine stuff, and it isn't in the tinfoil. It is in the, like Mike just said, the kind of plastic that you're
microwave
able to
safe.
Put it in the microwave. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, who remembers this one? How do you handle a hungry man?
Oh, my.
Remember those commercials?
Man.
The man handlers.
That's like
oh. That's funny. Well, Carol, stay on the line.
Yeah.
Stay on the line and give J-Dog your info, and I'll get that certificate out to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, we got a hungry man out in the green room.
We do.
Police Chief Nick Willard. So if we take a break now, we can get him in. Function is here with the food.
Yep. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. And it is lunch day today. We normally feed the mayor, but today he put in his place the new police chief in Manchester, Chief Willard. So welcome to Food for Thought. We're so excited that you're here with us.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, very exciting. And then I want to welcome on Tracy Fitz. You are the executive chef over at the brand new Function.
Yes.
And, you know, I love the name Function Spirits and Spoonfuls, because it really, it like gives the whole meaning of the restaurant, really.
Exactly,
it really does. So why don't you maybe let us know, because this is, you know, you come in, you're feeding the chief today. So why don't you let us know a little bit first about Function, and then you can let us know what you brought the chief today.
Okay, great. So Function is, like I said, we just opened on Thursday. We are doing dinner and lunch, and we're also doing a Sunday pub-style brunch. We wanted to kind of provide downtown Manchester with an environment suited towards people that want to go out, listen to live music, have really great food, and really fabulous craft cocktails. That was our focus. And to make sure that it would appeal to a large range of folks, that it wouldn't be too loud, that it wouldn't be too crazy, but that it would still be very exciting. When it came to the food, I wanted to make sure that we were able to provide a little bit of everything for everyone. We have vegan, vegetarian, some lovely roasted meats on there as well. And as far as the drink menu, we kind of did the same thing. We brought back a lot of the classic old school drinks like Greyhounds and Harvey Wallbangers, some really fun stuff. And then crafted some really fun new drinks like strawberry balsamic martinis and our coconut mojito. So
the blueberry lemonade was really good.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And then they actually... I shouldn't say that. I didn't taste it. It looked really good, and I do like that kind of a drink. But I had the one where they put the balsamic,
the strawberry balsamic martini.
That was like amazing. That was really different, and that was really good.
Been a big favorite so far.
Balsamic in the glass.
Balsamic is such a great ingredient to use in so many different things. I never heard of it though in an adult cocktail though.
And you know, it was really good. You know, the sweetness came out. You know, and
But see, you know what else? Now I see we have tofu in here. Now I make fun of tofu all the time. So I have a feeling, Tracy, you're going to make a believer out of me today, because it looked. I said, "Is that salmon?" Because it's got that buffalo seasoning color. Chief, did you know that was, when you looked at it, that was tofu?
I did not, but I'm excited to try it.
Trying to convert people a little bit.
Well, and that's good, because I know it's good for us.
Very good. You know what I like best about that menu? You know, first of all, the prices range from $8 to $12. Mm-hmm. And I love a place that has small plates like that. I mean, Daryl and I went in on Saturday night. I think we got like four of them, which was plenty, you know, for the two of us. But I wanted to get a variety. My favorite, well, I had actually two or three favorites. That pesto risotto was to die for.
You don't see that.
Oh,
I mean,
you
guys are out of the box on a lot of stuff, huh?
Thank you.
And
cool.
Presentation is right on. I mean, presentation was great. I want to talk about the stuffed avocado.
Oh, yes. And that was something I've been wanting to try, and I wasn't quite sure when I was starting with it where it would end up, and I'm really happy with where it ended up with the fresh avocado half. We do a black bean and corn salad with our homemade salsa, and then a couple of nice seasoned grilled shrimp on the side, and then our spicy ranch dressing that we also make in-house.
And looking at the menu, and even just the little variety that we had out of all that you have, you like spicy, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
All right.
Because a lot of her stuff has that spicy twist to it, which is Mike. I know that's him and I. We love
Chief,
that.
Chief, how are you with spicy foods in general?
Oh, I'm very much so. The spicier, the better.
Oh, we like you.
And I'm looking at this menu, and I just see some phenomenal dishes that I have to try. I have to try each one of these.
Thank you.
Well, we know you're out walking the beat as part of, you know, your way of you know, getting a real feel for the community. Mm-hmm. So you may just be walking by there from time to time and be tempted to step in and try some of this.
And the food better be good or somebody's getting locked up.
Oh,
I just
need
to make sure that...
no pressure.
Breaking news. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So, you brought along, it looks like a fruit, spinach, and nut salad with, I don't know what kind of vinaigrette that is. But
it's our honey balsamic vinaigrette.
That looks like the kind of lunch that I make for myself when I'm home, which I'm not at this time of day anymore. But boy, anything with cashews.
Yes.
That's the kind of lunch that you should eat, but you never do.
Yeah.
You know? Right on. Mm-hmm. Right on.
Well, today you will. So this is your lucky day.
So what else did you bring us, Tracy?
So I brought the open-faced buffalo tofu sandwich. It's on a bed of greens, brioche bread, buffalo tofu, some crumbled blue cheese, and then microgreens on top. And we also serve a side of our blue cheese dressing with that. I brought our brisket sandwich, which is on a baguette, and it's got tomatoes, some greens, and a horseradish mayonnaise on it. And then I also brought one of our side dishes, which is a spicy soba noodle bowl. So it's soba noodles, our homemade teriyaki sauce, some fresh veggies.
That's the chilled one, right?
Yes.
Oh, you know, we were debating whether or not soba.
It's a soba noodle.
Which is?
Rice?
Tell
pasta?
Chief, I'm going to let her answer.
It's wheat.
It is wheat.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on there. Now that looks really,
it does.
Really good.
You did bring a bunch of little plates along, right? We're not going to make chief eat all this stuff by himself and just stare at him for the whole time.
I know. Usually when the mayor comes, he kind of takes it all.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
He doesn't share with us.
It's pretty obvious the mayor likes to eat.
I'm only kidding, Mayor Gass.
I'm not.
He can say the stuff that we can.
The chief isn't, but I am.
Fantastic. Well, we should start the sampling?
Yes,
you want to start plating this up, Chef? That would be fantastic. And boy, we actually have real linens today. I like that.
I know.
The question is, do we have chopsticks in here?
I did not bring chopsticks.
I'm no good with chopsticks anyway. Are you really?
Yeah, I'm very good with it. Yeah. I practice.
I'm actually good.
It is. Yeah. You're right.
So, Chief, while she's doling that out, how has it been for you in Manchester? I mean, you've always been in Manchester. You've worked at the department for a while. So.
Yep, I've come up through the ranks. Came in the early '90s. And it's been interesting. There's been, you know, a lot going on. And to be, you know, this is the perfect kind of venue that I really embrace, because the messaging of Manchester is very important to me. And unfortunately, I talk about a lot of negative things, and a lot of the things that I'm maybe on radio about or television about is some sort of negative connotation, because it's the nature of what I have to deal with as police chief. But, you know, the messaging of Manchester really should be, it's a vibrant, exciting city with a great downtown. I mean, I consider this New Hampshire's downtown. You know, that's the in-town motto, and I think it's true. We have great restaurants, and here's another one that's coming into the city. So this is the kind of messaging that I think is important that we get out as well. So to be a part of this gives me that opportunity to do something that's important to me, and that's, you know, how do we present the city of Manchester outside?
Now, at your swearing-in ceremony, you said, I am a police officer first and a boss second. So talk to me about that.
You know, I'm a police officer to the core. And when I came through the ranks, I was a foot beat officer, I was a mountain bike officer. I did inner-city car routes. Then I became a sergeant and a detective. And, you know, the entire time I've been on the department, I've been putting bad people in prison. It's something I'm very proud of. I'm a victim-oriented person as well. So that side of me hasn't left. You know, I can do the job as chief. I can be a boss and hold people to my expectations. I recently did a big shakeup within the department to change things up, to put people with the skill sets that I think they have in the best places for them to be successful. So I can still be a boss and still be a chief. But the very essence of me is victim service and putting bad people in prison. Because if you're going to lower a crime rate, who commits the crime? Well, bad people or people who are otherwise not doing good things. And so in that vein, it's never left me, and I'm going to continue to be that way. And I'm going to instill that in the officers. We're already seeing an increase in arrests for a lot of things. We're taking unprecedented amounts of drugs off the street. And I'm going to continue to do that.
Yeah, I like what you said. I saw you interviewed on a TV station that you really can't lead from behind a desk. You do. And you're always out there every day. I mean, I'm pretty sure you make it a point to at some point either be in a car or walking a beat every day.
Yeah, I do every day. It's to the chagrin of my executive secretary. but I leave Fridays open. So she schedules no meetings at all for me on Fridays. And I've been doing this for about a year. And what I do then is I do park and walks. So I look at our crime statistics. I look at the hot spots. I see we were having flare ups. And then I go to those neighborhoods. I park my car. I then walk the neighborhood and I talk to the citizens, the people that's actually affecting first. And boy, the intel you get is just incredible in the interaction. And you realize just how invested people are in their neighborhood. You also realize we have some beautiful neighborhoods in the city of Manchester, even the ones that are getting upticks in crime. You will actually meet some wonderful people in some really nice neighborhoods. So it's very important to me to be out and about. But I still need to spend just enough time to keep Executive Secretary Kim Demers happy, because I have to sign lots of stuff and make lots of decisions.
Happy secretary, happy chief.
Yes. So I do try to balance it. So when she comes in and says, sit at your desk for the next 2 hours and don't move. That's what I do.
Okay. Well, we don't want to hold you back too long to at least trying some of this food.
I want to start with the tofu.
This is your biggest fan out here. This is my sister-in-law, Lori.
Yeah, Lori's pretty awesome.
She just, when I said who I was, you know, you were coming on, she was like all excited and had to come down.
She's lurking. She
say
come
hi.
In.
Well, I've had, since I've been chief, I've had amazing support from people, just total strangers. I mean, the city of Manchester is really invested in the chief position, and I didn't know that. I know it now, but they're very much invested in this position and what it means to the community. So it kind of fits cool with my personality because I'm a pretty outward guy. And so things are going so far so good.
I hear you are a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Chief Maurer was a pretty good,
yes,
good guy. And, you know, I'm like I said during an interview, I was given the keys to a brand new Cadillac. Now I got to try not to wrap it around a tree. You know? So I'm going to have my tofu. Right.
Yeah, go ahead and start with your tofu.
And you know, I'm Tracy, executive chef over at Function. I need my paper. Oh. Dinner and spoonfuls.
And Ellie Beaudry is entertaining
Spirits
tonight, right?
Yes, she is.
I love her. She's good. Awesome. You see her in a lot of restaurants. And when you see Ellie Beaudry in a place, you know that it's a good restaurant.
She does our Sunday brunch as well.
Oh, she does. Okay.
I saw that. Yes, which is cool. That's what I actually wanted to talk about while the chief and Mike are eating. Brunch on Sundays. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. It's what I've kind of billed as a pub-style brunch. So it's less of a traditional brunch, and we're kind of playing on the same dishes that we do for dinner. So we have fun things like an open-faced pulled pork breakfast sandwich that has an easy-over egg on top. We do a caprese egg sandwich. We do an avocado egg sandwich. So kind of playing off our dinner plates and just making them breakfast-friendly, I suppose, by mixing them with eggs.
And, you know, in brunch anyway, I mean, that's why it's called brunch. It's brunch and lunch.
Right.
So, you know, you can certainly, you know, have one or the other. I know I was looking at your Facebook, and I saw the picture of the beautiful Bloody Mary bar. Did you see that, Mike?
No.
Oh,
I love Bloodies.
You should come by. It's really fun.
I've been
fun.
To Bloody Mary bars before, and I can't wait to go check this Bloody Mary bar out because it is crazy.
Thank
it looked
you.
Really,
thank
really
you.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think they do one once a month at the Courier Museum.
Yes, with Tom.
Yes, with our good friend Tom.
Oh, yes.
And I always thought that was such a great idea because, mm-hmm. you know, Bloody Mary just welcomes so many different things, you know, kind of accessories almost.
Yes.
Including
really
the guy that invented a meat straw. I don't know if you heard about this. I was telling Carol about it last week.
This is funny.
Guy was sitting in a bar, real slow night, really boring, and he took a piece of jerky or something and drilled a hole through it, and it became an edible meat straw for a Bloody Mary. He sold 30,000 of them so far.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I think a major, an NFL team is going to have it as part of their concessions now. So, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
An edible meat straw? And you think that's fantastic?
Well, sure, don't you?
Great.
No, I think that sounds disgusting.
Oh. All right, Mr. Tofu, I guess you're, you know, walking the walk here.
The tofu is phenomenal.
I'm about to try my first bite.
And I've had tofu before, and I never would have thought that was tofu if you didn't tell me. It was fantastic.
Get out of here.
Yes. I got to snap your picture. Hold on, Mike. YouTube talk.
It's fantastic.
Thank you,
very much. And
wow.
And the buffalo is just right. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes they're a little overpowering. So, mm-hmm. you know, all of a sudden I'm a food critic.
Right.
You know, but we all are in a way because
right,
we all love food.
We all eat.
Right.
So far, so good. You're not going anywhere.
Thank
You're going to stay right here.
All right. So how did you prepare this? Because I think it's really great.
Oh, thank you. So it's pressed tofu and we mm-hmm. toss in a little bit of cornstarch rather than flour. And that's it. Then once we fry it up a little bit till mm-hmm. it's crispy and we toss in the buffalo
so
sauce.
Just pan fry it? You don't
deep fry
it. Okay, so it's a little faster and a little more dramatic and tastier probably.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, okay, tofu. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different kinds of tofu. I mean, there's a pressed tofu. And then sometimes it's loose. I mean,
right. We use, I use an extra firm and then we actually press a lot of the liquid out of it. So it gets nice and crispy when you fry it up.
Okay.
Yes.
I might have to have a bite of that one.
You really
I think
do.
You should.
Let's pass
Delicious.
It down. Why don't you give it a shot?
I will. I will at break.
And you want some of the brisket here because she.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I ate that whole cookie yesterday.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have. The whole cookie I ate.
You ate a cookie yesterday?
I did.
And you're going to punish yourself today?
Chef Patrick from Lakes Region Community College Culinary brought in these huge cookies, and it was a peanut butter, and it was nice and thick, and it had sugar all over it, and I ate the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And it was a Cajun peanut butter cookie.
But again, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday. That's right.
I just want to clarify.
Well, I have to make up for it today. That's how us women do it.
Okay.
Well, why don't we take a little break? You can try that. We'll come back with the chief and with the chef and do a little bit more tasting. You've got some food on your plate there, chief, that you need to...
I do.
Yeah, those soba noodles are soba noodles.
Soba. Yes.
Fantastic.
So do you want me to just dig right in? I was kind of waiting for the setup for each thing.
Dig right in.
You got about a 4-minute break now to just stuff your face if you
there
like.
There you go.
Awesome.
You're listening to Food for Thought. We are in studio with Chief Willard, Manchester PD, and Tracy Fitz, the executive chef over at Function Spirits and Spoonfuls, brand new restaurant, just a week old right here on Elm Street. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. It's 12:45 on The Pulse, 107.7 WTPL with Carol and Mike. We're brought to you by Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street, ribshack.net. Also brought to you by Ipswich Clambake, almost next door neighbors at 791 2nd Street in Manch, ipswichclambake.com. As a Chief Nick Willard visits today in place of the mayor, I have a feeling you'd kind of like to do this perhaps more than just, you know, once or twice a year. Took the microphone away from you.
I do, very much. In fact, I like to be a full-time replacement, and when I can't make it, he should come in.
Oh, wow. Well, we got breaking news. Joe McQuaid, if you're listening. So, so many police shows on TV. Is there one that you enjoy, or do you completely ignore them? Or what's your take on all the cop shows?
For the most part, I ignore them. Yeah. My daughter was in love with CSI, that show. Mm-hmm. So she'd ask me questions, is this real? And I'd say about 30% of it on that show, 60%. But I liked some of the... I really liked Dexter, and I don't know if anybody had ever seen that, but he's a blood spatter interpretation expert.
Oh, right. David Hall, is that who?
Yes.
Okay, right.
And that was part of my forte as a detective. I would do a lot of the blood spatter interpretation. Probably should be taught about that on a food show, folks. So I apologize for that. It just occurred to me how inappropriate that might have been.
No,
so I apologize. So, you know, not typically. I don't watch that. I'm more of a UFC or some sort of
really?
Sport kind of guy.
Ultimate Fight?
Wow. Correct.
Really?
Yeah, I think Ronda Rousey's the greatest athlete on the planet.
Well, I've heard that lately. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, would you like to be a UFC guy? I mean, if you were perhaps, well, you're obviously very committed to what you're doing, but starting life over again, a little bit younger guy?
No, I'm good. I like my ears where they are. I like my nose the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get creamed.
Yeah, so that is that your one big passion? On you don't watch The Bachelor or anything like that?
No, I don't. I'm not too much TV. I'm more of a reader.
I don't think I can picture the chief watching The Bachelor.
Well,
no, you
won't. Never know.
Yeah, I guess you never know.
Although
he likes,
you heard it here on The Pulse.
I did get my kids hooked on Project Runway when it first came out because I saw an episode. And I go, hey, this is kind of funny.
It's a fun show,
and I liked it. And next thing you know, the whole family became Project Runway fans.
That's awesome. Nick Verios is hilarious, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God. We actually had him at the station I used to work at. We brought him in for an appearance one Saturday for the Women's Expo, and he was just off the charts entertaining.
That's
no
cool.
Surprise there.
No,
right?
None.
I can't believe that the police chief and I are talking about Nick Verios right now. I getting up this morning, yet he won't. He doesn't like meat sticks. So, you know,
we should be talking about this brisket sandwich.
Yes.
Because this
he's changing the subject. Yeah.
I have to, because the guys at work are listening to this, I'm in trouble.
All right, so give us your thoughts on the brisket.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah, you want to say something about it? Tell us how it's prepared.
It's well, it's a secret, but
I need a co-host next Tuesday.
Seriously, it's a slow roasted brisket. We season it, we cook it for about 8 hours at a low heat, and then we take it out, press it down a little bit, slice it up, and that's about all we do with it. And it's just a great cut of meat, and as long as you cook it nice and slow at a low heat, it comes out fantastic.
But you have a horseradish sauce on it?
Horseradish mayonnaise on it, yes. Yeah, and it's on a baguette, so it's very, the flavors go really nicely together. Yeah.
For the young kids, it's off the hook.
You know who says that too is Guy Fieri.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives. Yes. Off the hook. Yeah. That's his famous saying.
So are you a foodie? Do you consider yourself a foodie, chief?
I like food.
Yeah. Well, beyond liking food, do you like food?
Oh, yes, I do,
very
much.
Do you prepare it at all? Do you work around the kitchen when you have time?
Yeah, do you cook?
Yeah, I do. You know what I did the other day? Because the family was away, so it was just me. It was a nice Saturday afternoon, and I went and I bought a giant Porterhouse. And then, and then I did it just like my mother used to do when I was a kid, is I put it in a frying pan with butter.
No, boy.
And I cooked it in butter, in a frying pan, 3 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other side. It was nice and rare, and it was phenomenal.
Oh, sure.
So try it at home, folks. Cast iron pan, some butter.
Lots of butter
and a quick steak. It was fantastic.
Perfect. Shelley Walcott, Healthy Spice Bun Solution. She swears by her cast iron pan. She cooks everything on it.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yes.
So next time the chief is in, he's cooking.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I'll cook you guys something to bring it in.
I'm thinking porterhouse, just, you know. I like that.
All right. Turn the exhaust fan on. It's a little smoky.
Oh, yeah, no kidding, huh? Wow.
What do you cook at home? Do you?
Oh, geez. When I have time to cook at home, I very much cook this way. It's very much my lifestyle and the way I like to see food. I like keeping it in its most natural form. You know, I don't like to try and disguise food or make it so complicated that people are uncomfortable ordering it. They're not sure what it is. I think keeping things nice and simple, keeping them as all natural and clean and organic as you can is really important. I don't think a plate needs to have 20 ingredients on it to be fantastic. I think something as simple as the buffalo tofu with 4 or 5 ingredients can be really delicious. And just keeping it simple and good for you by using good product and nice, clean flavors.
What do you think are the current food trends right now? Like, what do you think everybody's...
You know, I think there's a big demand for mixed menus offering vegan and vegetarian and gluten-free and meat items as well. I think there's a lot of mixed groups of friends, mixed marriages where people have different flavor profiles, different eating habits, people that, you know, eat healthy at home and want to be able to go out and have dinner and not blow their whole diet or blow their lifestyle just because they're going out to eat. And I think being able to provide people with that when they go out to eat and still have really delicious food that fits with their lifestyle, I think that's what people are looking for. I think they're hesitant to go out to eat sometimes because they feel like they won't be able to maintain their eating plan or their lifestyle because of that.
I'm looking at the spelling of your restaurant. So folks know F-U-N-K-T-I-O-N.
Yes.
Now, was that to perhaps aim at a certain demographic, or who do you hope to attract besides everybody?
The owners, Jay and Todd, came up with the name. I added the spirits and spoonfuls, but function was their brainchild. I think it's to make sure that people understand that it's a music club as well as a restaurant, to kind of bring that vibe of where we really want it to be fun and lively.
Funky.
Yes, funky, absolutely. And I think you can see that in the decor of the place. Yeah. And our tagline is bring the art of dining back to life. We want people to enjoy where they are. We want them to be aware of what they're eating, not just have mindless eating. We want them off their cell phones and engaging in conversations and really bring that social atmosphere back to having dinner in a group. And that's kind of the brainchild behind why we do the shareable plates at dinner. So you're sharing and talking and discussing and socializing over your food, not just eating and leaving.
Sounds good on paper, but... How's it working out with not people using their cell phones?
You know, I walked through the dining room Saturday night. There was not a single person on their cell phone.
Really?
And it was fantastic.
Wow.
And you didn't walk by when Daryl was on his cell phone.
Oh, throw him under the bus, Carol.
I mean, a lot of times you see in a dining room, you look around and everybody's on their phones and they're just looking down. And we just didn't see that. It seems to be working between the music and our wonderful staff and the food and the fantastic drinks. People are really engaged in what's going on, and that's what we're really hoping for.
Chief, when you're out dining, do you have a favorite spot or two that you, at the risk of upsetting all the other restaurants, but do you have one or two places you like to be seen at?
Yeah, can I say that?
Of course.
We love to hear. As a restaurant
absolutely.
Owner as well. I mean, we love to hear that.
Well, I have a Twitter page. It's at Chief Willard, so follow me, folks.
Oh!
I tweeted one out the other day because I love the place so much, and I probably have been there 5 times within the past 5 weeks. Everybody I've brought there has just fell in love with it. And it's so reasonably priced. You walk out of there going, we just had four dinners and it's under $100. It was just fantastic. And that's Taj India right here on Elm Street.
Very
and it's,
good.
It's authentic, Indian food. I never really had it before. It's very hot and spicy. So you can get it mild, medium, or electricity hot. It's crazy. So I'd stay away from that one unless you really know what you're doing. And have a designated driver.
You know, I had never been to Indian, and I went at lunch because they have a buffet, and I thought that'd be a good way to try different things, you know? And it's good.
Fantastic. And then just the other night, Labor Day, I went, there wasn't many places open on Elm Street, which is surprising, but I went to Republic, and everything I had there was ridiculously good. But the mussel appetizer is the best mussels I've had. And I grew up on an island. My dad was a lobsterman. I know my seafood. And the broth that they had the mussels in is as good as I've ever had. So those are two of my places that I've been frequenting rather a lot. Of course, the Red Arrow is always the absolute best.
See, when I ask that question,
an icon.
I don't want you to say that.
My father didn't get the ringing of the bell, though, because I brought my dad there. He's from Maine, and I brought him to the Red Arrow. He goes, you know, bring me to something that's quintessential New Hampshire. Well, he didn't say quintessential. He can't even talk like that. I think he sounds like a pirate because he was a lobsterman. But he says, arr, take me to a good place that represents Manchester. I said, all right, Pop. So I brought him to the Red Arrow, you know, because there's two places that really just represent Manchester if you're from here. And the Red Arrow and the Back Room are just places.
Right.
And so anyways, I brought Pop there, and he told us my first time, matey, and all that stuff. And
but
I think
they didn't do the bell?
No, they did do the bell.
Oh, they
so
did?
Yeah, they made a big production out of it. My dad goes, I don't get the bell. So you know, anyway.
Well, our time is up. You can't hear it.
Up,
we've got the get out of here music.
They can't hear it. All right, we're at the top of the hour. Thank you, Chief Willard. Thank you, Tracy Fitz.
Thank you very much.
On Elm Street, go check it out. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.